All right, boys and girls, so glad. Hope you enjoyed that worship with Erica. That was a sweet time, you know. And so ready for diving into God's Word now. And so if you have your Bible nearby, or parents, if you're watching with the kids, you can help them find the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to pick up in Matthew chapter 14, and verse 22. And we're going to have a lesson here about how Jesus walks on the sea and how Peter joins him as well, and what we can learn from their experience together. So, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, starting in verse 22. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was alone there. I think it's interesting how Jesus stops and he takes time to pray to the Father. If Jesus needs time to be in prayer and to be alone with his Father, how much more do we as people need to spend time in prayer alone with the Lord for him to strengthen us, give us wisdom and insight and direction? Even Jesus takes time in the busyness of the ministry to just pray to his Father and spend time with him. Right before this narrative here, this story here, we see that Jesus fed about 5,000 men, plus women and children. And so he had just done a lot of ministry, and he needed to recharge. And one of the ways we recharge is by spending time in prayer. All right, you can do so as a family or yourself as well. So, all right, then picking up again in verse 24, But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was a contrary. Now, on the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." So Jesus, when he wraps up spending time with his Father for that time in prayer, he decided to go walk on the Sea of Galilee. That must have been so cool. I mean, to walk on water, but Jesus walks out in the middle of the sea towards his disciples, and they see him, and they're like, it's a ghost. And he's like, no, it's me, guys. It's me. Don't be afraid. You don't have to fear. Then Peter speaks up, which often Peter does, which is great, in verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said to him, "Come." And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to Jesus. So when Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he literally was able to walk on the water. That's pretty incredible. I mean, able to walk on the water over to Jesus. And he was able to do the impossible when he was focused on the Lord. But in verse 30, it says, "But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, and he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?' But when he got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped Jesus, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" So see, from this passage here, we realize, number one, this really happened, boys and girls. This actually is a historical account. This is an eyewitness. So Matthew is an eyewitness of this happening. Then the same story is also found in Mark chapter 6 and John chapter 6. And, you know, both of them have eyewitness accounts of this occurring. You know, more than likely, John was in the boat, and he saw Jesus walking on the water, you know. And that one's been incredible to watch that. And then Peter boldly says, "Jesus, if that's you, let me come out to you on the water." And he walks out. And he's walking on the water towards Jesus. But he sees the wind. And he sees the waves. And he starts like freaking out, like, oh. And he begins to sink. He begins to sink in the water. And he cries out, says, "Lord, save me." Peter acknowledges Jesus as God, as his Lord. He says, "Lord, save me." And that's all we need to do. When we begin to sink in the circumstances of a life around us, we sink in fear, anxiety, worry. We need to just cry out. We just need to pray to the Lord. And Peter says, "Save me." And Jesus reaches out his hand and pulls Peter up, pulls him up out of the Sea of Galilee. And they walk back to the boat, and then they sit back in the boat, and the wind ceases. There's a calm again. And they then are blown away, like, wow, this truly is the Son of God. And it says that they worshiped him. They worshiped Jesus as God right there in that moment. And so a couple of things we can learn from this lesson. Number one, that this actually happened. This is real. Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. And that'd be so cool. I would love to experience that myself someday, to walk with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee or to walk on water with Jesus. But during these challenging times, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord, boys and girls. We need to stay in the Word. We need to be reading the Bible. I encourage you, ask your parents to read the Bible to you every night. Ask them to read the Bible to you every night before bedtime. And just start reading through the New Testament, through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Just start reading through the New Testament with your parents. Ask them to have a devotional time with you. And then spend time in prayer, praying to him. And when we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, we can walk through difficult times. We're kind of in a difficult, unusual time in our nation right now with all that's going on with this virus and with people getting sick and the quarantining, all that's going on. It's an unusual time. We really miss you being here in Children's Church with us. I miss you so much. But what we need to do is keep our eyes on Jesus. And when we do so, he can cause us to walk above all the fear, all the worry, all the concern, all the circumstances that are around us. When we get our eyes on the wind and the waves or the media or all these different things, all the news feeds, it can kind of build fear or anxiety in our hearts. And that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to keep our eyes fixed upon him, trusting him that he can bring us through any storm or any troublous times that we're in. And so I want to read to you out of Isaiah, in closing, Isaiah 41, verse 10, and it says this. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am the Lord your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will withhold you with my righteous right hand." That it is the Lord who is able to hold us up and to keep us from falling, from keep us from sinking into the sea of worry, fear, anxiety, stress, all those things. He's able to hold us up when we're keeping our eyes fixed upon him as the author and finisher of our faith. And they acknowledged Jesus here, so they worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And that's all we need to do, is when we're worshiping him, that keeps things in our hearts and in our lives a little more calm, that he can carry us through these difficult days. So let's close in prayer. Jesus, thank you so much, Lord, that you walked on the Sea of Galilee, that this actually really happened. This is a historical event with eyewitness accounts saying you did this. And Lord, that you enabled Peter to do the impossible. He was able to walk on water when he kept his eyes fixed upon you. Lord, I pray, God, that you would help the boys and girls and the families watching today, that they'd keep their focus on you by being in the Word, reading their Bibles, praying, encouraging one another during these interesting and challenging times we live in. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your Word and the stories that are there, that we could learn from them. And, Lord, apply these to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.